prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Be certain as you hear what is going to be broadcast today that you subscribe to our YouTube video channel and also tap the bell notification so you are notified whenever we post a new video or send out email blast outs. Most significant now because we are certainly in a massive battlefield and we're keeping everyone apprised as to what is happening various locations, not only in the United States, but across the world. I am the guest host for Pastor Butch today, and I certainly will underscore that this is war, and we're on a battlefield. In fact, this is total war, and no prisoners are going to be taken. No prisoners will be taken. All humans and our animals are to be murdered by the cabal, using all its weapons of war against us, silent, electronic, bio, and kinesthetic. This is an attack on all fronts, mind, body, economic, vocational, family, food, water, electricity, sanitation, with very powerful attacks by pulsed beam, electromagnetic frequencies and scalar waves, as well as ELF, which is extremely low frequencies. We've been talking about this for years. Chemical attacks are also comprised from the CIA and was developed, they developed a gay bomb, an endocrine disruptor to neutralize sexual differences and destroy male and female sex roles and disrupt reproduction. We are seeing and witnessing this now. Massive chemtrails have been dispersing millions of pounds of barium and nanoaluminum, which work with the EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, from satellites and cell phone towers, which kill our crops, destroy forests, and make them more incendiary, and cause large increases in early onset dementia and strange memory and brain dysfunctions, like an inability to express thoughts into words appropriately. I've covered this in many videos on StopTheCrime.net. Please look at our former videos. This cabal is having COVID-19 sprayed on oranges in Florida and produced in certain areas at night and activated by remote inductive electronics as well as catalytic viruses and activating chemtrails flashed by EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. In fact, we've talked about the Deagle.com website, which is an interactive website of the racial of murders throughout the various developed countries and worldwide. And we have to know and understand that the Deagle.com is accurate in its predictions. It can predict human death depopulation figures because it uses advanced predictive quantum computers and the looking glass. And they are likely closely connected to those that run the entire worldwide satanic control network. So I've just summarized what many of my videos have been telling you in small bites. And I'm going to go over some of the psychotronic and acoustic weapons systems and projectors. You need to understand these are all U.S. patents. And we have been attacked. We are the enemy. And we're under mass attack. The global population is under mass attack. We've talked about silent weapons for quiet wars for years. We are being attacked by silent weapons for quiet wars system. I want to add right now, all of you keep your eyes open. Mercenaries are being sent into our communities to be activated upon command to cause increased chaos at night. Remember, John F. Kennedy warned us, guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. We are seeing that here in Northern California. And it looks like unusual campers positioned in different places, moving from time to time just to change their location. Understand the level of attacks planned in our neighborhoods. This is absolutely paramount to understand. Before I get into the various patents that have been used on us and formulated to be used on us, I want to go over some of the headlines today. They're talking about the neurochip will stream music directly into our brain. Well, they've been doing this to targeted individuals and much more sinister and torturous directed energy weapons used on targets, and we'll discuss that in a moment. They also talk about Colombian president calls for a multilateral COVID solutions. Well, I can tell you here in California, they are looking at fines and penalties for anybody that does not wear a mask, fines ranging from $100 to $500, possibly imprisonment. If you are open and you are a business, you can be fined $5,000. The clamp is coming down on all of us. We can no longer continue to talk about what is happening. You all need to take individual direct action for your own safety and security. And I would certainly recommend that each and every single one of you watch your children carefully. Certainly we know that sandwiched between all of this is the theft and trafficking of our children and other people as well. So form family members at least of accountability, not that they will know or agree with what you think, but just to check in to look out after one another. We're hearing too today that Barcelona, Spain is now back on lockdown. That is being discussed here in California as well, and this will happen because they say COVID is for life. They talk about how isolating the elderly is bad for their health. Well, of course, it shortens their lives. People do not do well in isolation. In fact, it's torture. In prison, they put you in solitary confinement. That is a form of torture. We are being tortured. We're wearing masks that are certainly causing blackouts and people to have heat strokes, and we are being told we must wear these. I know of people that have had heat strokes. They can't breathe very well. They're lightheaded. They don't feel good. Well, this is the intention of this cabal upon all of us. We're watching unusual happenings now in Portland, Oregon, wherein we're seeing mercenaries sent in by the federal governments with unmarked uniforms and undercover mercenaries in crowds, just as what was told us in France with the yellow vest attacks. These people are being picked up in unidentified vehicles, many of the protesters, and taken away. So that's just some of the current news. Of course, there's much more. We're in a greater degree of lockdown here in Northern California, Southern California more so, because they say that the degree of new cases has increased. Well, we know that COVID is not as being described. It doesn't infect as we are being told. And I hope that all of you will go to stopthecrime.net. Please go to our video YouTube channel and look at some of our latest postings. They are critical if you wish to survive. If you wish to survive, you now must understand that the time is now. There is no turning point. The midnight hour is now past. So I'm going to go over some of the forms of psychotronic weapons that are being used on us today, and I want to give my appreciation for this information to a number of people, one of which is Dr. Preston Bailey. And with that, I want to tell you what is now happening to all of us based on the patents that have been adopted in the United States and abroad. They talk about psychoacoustic projectors, and it's a U.S. patent, 3566347, dated February 23rd of 1971, a device weapon which can actually deafen the target. Another one, silent subliminal messages, U.S. patent 5159706, October 27th of 1992. They talk about extreme audio frequency ranges are amplified and modulated with desired material and propagated acoustically for desired inducement into the brain. This is an excellent method of influencing people without their knowledge and is used in advertising. Well, let's talk about that. On StopTheCrime.net, we have an Aquarius operations briefing that was given to us by a whistleblower. People now can be psychotronically induced to commit murder. We're going to see increased events of psychotronic inducement of people on the streets that are too close to all of the wireless and the targeting and the directed energy weapons. We're going to watch this happen. So prepare yourselves, all of you, prepare yourself for madness beyond your understanding for most of you. Let's talk about the electromagnetic satellite technology. And this is a neurophone, U.S. patent 3393279, dated July the 16th of 1968. We have been set upon for decades, 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 decades. We are the enemy. We are being harvested, not only for body parts, not only for adrenal chrome, not only for sexual rings that sell us for sex and our children, but for ritual satanic abuse. And that is horrific. Also, the millions of targeted individuals all over the world have been being experimented on for decades with these kinds of weapons systems. As the majority of people go to work every day, go home, watch ball games, eat dinner, eat junk food, and ignore what is happening in the real world, we have no more time to ignore. And we're going to talk about some things you must do before the show is over today. But I want to go over electromagnetic satellite technology and the neurophone, again patented in 1968. It's a device that converts sound to electrical impulses, sometimes referred to as the voice of God. You can type that in, voice of God. It makes a person think he is crazy when the signals are sent to the brain. It makes a person think that God is speaking, or even an alien is speaking to them. It targets the unique bioelectrical resonance frequency using vibrational patterns in the brain called a signature, and it acts like an audio receiver. Now, I would recommend all of you look at purchasing or reading Project Soul Catcher. It's by Robert Duncan. Understand that he discussed the secrets of cyber and cybernetic warfare. He revealed the cybernetic mind control by the CIA and their use of psychotronic weapons in their pursuit to weaponize neuropsychology. They have. We are all sitting in the face of danger, and really very few are acting, and that's what is occurring. Let's talk about electromagnetic energy weapons, because certainly we know that there's planning to be a serious cyber attack on the United States. Probably it's going to hit the electrical grid. That's what we're being told. So a quick can-do for this moment would be have a power outage party. Turn off all your lights for at least 3 or 4 days. Get everything you need to survive in a power outage. Think of your weather where you're located. But plan on surviving. You will need to if you want to. Make plans now, because these man-made disasters of weather weapons being used on us is unlike anything we have ever seen before, and it is going to cascade upon us in the coming period of time. They also took a poll that most Americans feel threatened by our governments, and a new Pew Research Center poll found that half of the Americans believe the government threatens their personal rights, you think? The national survey marks the first time a majority of Americans have viewed the government as a threat since Pew began tracking public opinion on the subject in 1995. Well, we're the enemy, and the government is aiming directed energy weapons at all of us, spraying us with chemtrails every single day and more. And it's never reported on the media that is the bullhorn of the Illuminati horrific, dangerous, torturous realities we all face. So let's talk about methods and systems of altering our consciousness, because that is what's happening. Our consciousness is being altered. This is also a U.S. patent, 5123844, dated June the 23rd of 1992, and another patent, number 5289438, dated February the 22nd of 1994. These systems simulate the brain with different frequencies and waveforms to alter the subject's state of consciousness. Let's look at electromagnetic field, EMF. Monitoring interference is one of the most insidious and secretive of all methods used by our agencies on us. So wake up. Please wake up. I have been doing this for a very, very long time, and it was horrific to understand the enormity of the assaults on us without most people even realizing it. Again, affecting the consciousness. People still weighing in between the presidential election. It's all a fake and a fraud. Everything is a fake and a fraud, and we are being exterminated. Exterminated. So I talk about that on some of the recent postings on StopTheCrime.net on our video YouTube channel. Please share our information far and wide. Now let's talk about microwave weapons, a hearing system, another U.S. patent, dated 10/31 of 1989, and it's a device. It's a U.S. patent. Here's one of the patent numbers, 4858612, and that one is dated August 22nd of 89. They say that the first known experiment with microwaved voices was conducted by Sharp and Grove in the early 70s. The Defense Intelligence Agency, the Advanced Research Project Agency, was principally to blame for the abuse of such technologies since Project Pandora and more. The CIA's Langley Research Center, as well as numerous scientists working in Energy Defense Department labs across the U.S., are also responsible. We have people working for paychecks, committing inside treason and death to all of us, while we go to work every day, raising our family, and now living with COVID, being imprisoned in lockdown in our homes. This is torture. Torture. Let's talk about brainwave monitors. When the brainwave pattern of an individual is detected from the use of one or more numerous types of detectors, such as a satellite, many of targeted individuals I know have been being continuously hit by satellites. These brainwave signals are sent to a monitor with a computer. These brainwave patterns are interpreted through a brainwave vocabulary that records the thoughts into words. The NSA monitors the brainwaves of their targets by satellite and decode the evoked potentials that the brain emits. So using lasers, satellites, and high-powered computers, the agencies have now gained, a long time ago, the ability to decipher human thoughts. And from a considerable distance, almost instantaneously. I hope you're hearing all of this. We're beyond the midnight hour. We are beyond. And now we must protect ourselves and our families. It is well beyond and into our homes and in and over our thresholds. Years ago, when we were certainly bringing realization to the deployment by Rothschild of the global smart electric grid, we were hoping that we could hold it off of our thresholds by informing people of the death and destruction intended by the smart meter rollout worldwide. Understand, not only now for electrical smart meter rollout with pulsed frequencies in your home and the ability to pulse those frequencies and blow your homes up, but also now with the smart meter water detectors, reducing your access to water. And we're going to discuss that in a moment. We need to understand that they've been using psychotronic guns on people. And this is what has been occurring to the majority of targeted individuals, or I should say a large number, psychotronic guns. And they've been used as weapons that employ electromagnetic radiation to directly affect the central nervous system, the root of all sensory processing, in a variety of torturous ways. The ability of low-frequency microwaves to affect brain function, alter moods, and transmit false sensory data. And while this might sound like X-Files stuff, this is all here. These are weapons systems, and they are all in practice and being utilized now. We can talk about the long-range acoustic devices that are also being used on people, sound waves that have tremendous damage at loud enough amplitudes. Think about a sonic boom, for example. What we need to understand is the long-range acoustic devices is a creation of the American Technology Corporation that was designed to defend safe zones around boats, always for our safety, until it's turned on us as the enemies. It produces an incredibly loud noise that can travel almost 1,000 feet in a targeted beam. And if the frequencies is amplified enough, it can cause physical pain in the targets, and it does. Let's talk about the Dazer laser, D-A-Z-E-R laser. And this is important because of all the senses you use on the battlefield, which we're on, vision is the most important. So disrupting our vision can turn the tide in war. One of the most effective sensory organs on the market right now is the Dazer laser, made by Laser Energetics, using a green laser source that emits both a continuous and pulsed wave. The range on the unit can be adjusted as far as 2,400 meters. One shot of this laser targeted at the eye area can completely incapacitate the target and or the victim for several minutes, long enough for them to be subdued. And of course, we know that it causes eye damage. We know that the blue light that has been put in all of the LED lighting and all of the lighting that we're now seeing put up in our cities, backed by the Department of Energy, another cabal put in place. All these agencies are inside agencies. I could go on. I could go on. And I'll go back into this in a moment. But I certainly want to talk about some of the things that are occurring right now, because we are going to be assaulted at our homes and in our homes, and we're going to be moved out of our homes by operators that are going to be set up on our communities and snitch organizations that have now been set up, and there will be many more of them. I can say to those of you, your census form is data collection, and it will be used against you. So what have I been told about this? Well, if you put the number of people in your home and they check that with square footage records, they could easily find that you do not have enough bathrooms or bedroom capacity or square footage to house the number of people that you have consented live in your home. Therefore, as we are now hearing in many locations, people are literally being kidnapped. They're saying removed to a location where they can be quarantined. Well, when COVID doesn't exist as it exists, then they're being kidnapped and relocated. What we do know is that the children are going to be taken, and I said that at the beginning of the show. So everybody, watch your children carefully. Now that school is no longer in most areas going to be afforded to children to go back to the physical infrastructure called SCUEL, and you can now SCUEL your children with wireless components at home, don't do it. Don't do it. It's time to teach your children the truth. Have them read or read with them Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Or certainly talk to them about the John F. Kennedy quotes just before he was murdered. Talk about the report from Iron Mountain that was always said to be a hoax. It was never a hoax. In fact, the report from Iron Mountain was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life, property, and natural resources on the possibility and desirability of reduction of people. It told us, too, that there is organized repression of minority groups. So what are we seeing right now with Black Lives Matter? This is all organized repression. All organized. The reinstatement of slavery. We are being enslaved by our DNA and our brains. Our brains. Debilitate intensification and deliberately intensify the poisons in the air and the water and the food supply. They talked about the long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed annually in overt warfare. So we talked about the Deagle.com website where we're looking at about 84%, if not more, depopulation in the United States alone by the year 2025. Let's talk about a couple of additional things relating to New York and this COVID epidemic. Understand what occurred. We found a document. It's entitled NYC Accelerates Internet Master Plan. This is important for all of you to understand. COVID is a cover for increased frequencies that will cause us to become ill. And I'll go over some of those illnesses so that you can relate that to what the symptoms of COVID are. It's frequency related, or mostly frequency related. We'll come back after this break and we'll go over how New York has accelerated its internet master plan, and you will be stunned.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
We are continuing with the conversation about the information that we received in an article dated July the 10th of 2020, so very recent, only a week old, given today is only the 17th of July. Actually, excuse me, the 20th of July, 2020. So let me talk about this. It's NYC Accelerates Internet Master Plan. Now, I've repeated this on some previous shows, but it's important for everybody to hear how they are crossing the divide of disenfranchised residents and rolling out 5G into those communities. This is a kill-off of the blacks and the browns. Make no mistake. This is directed energy weapons being deployed for their benefit. Now let's read this. It says New York City Mayor de Blasio announced an acceleration of the city's internet master plan to provide high-speed internet across all five boroughs, prioritizing public housing communities. That's low income. Prioritizing those folks. They're going to invest $157 million to connect 600,000 New Yorkers over the next 18 months. And they're going to take $87 million of these monies are being directed from the New York City Police Department's budget. And they said that they will prioritize 200,000 residents of New York City Housing Authority, low-income folks, for high-speed internet rollout, as they have suffered disproportionately. So in the effort to close the city's digital divide, New York Mayor de Blasio has released a plan to partner with private companies to bring affordable high-speed internet service to the city's five boroughs. Now, it's important to understand that, again, they're talking about bringing broadband access to underserved neighborhoods. The city plans to work with service providers to use existing infrastructure like rooftops and light poles and new building connective infrastructure. They're going to say they're addressing the digital divide, and increasing broadband access has become a national priority. And it's important to note that New York's plan notes that this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, which some existing contracts expiring or reaching milestones, new wireless technologies like 5G coming online. New York, listen to this carefully. New York has been an early launch site for 5G and hosts a federal communications innovative zone project on mobile technology. The city is entering the most pivotal period for communication infrastructure since the dawn of the internet. Now, COVID came after New York was incentivized by the cabal members, and the FCC backed this because the FCC has been under guidance of the cabal to eliminate a city's ability to confront or disagree with cell phone tower placings or any frequency deployment at all. The FCC was given the authority to stop us from blocking it, period. So understand what you just heard, that New York has been an early launch site for 5G. Understand that, because COVID is the mask for increased frequencies called 5G deployment. So know if your city is deploying 5G, I can tell you that in many areas in California, particularly areas of increased COVID, 5G was already deployed. I can say this. We're going to go through a few other documents, and then I'm going to go back to some of these U.S. patents because it's important to understand how you're going to be manipulated through mind frequencies. The other program that's now being launched is a program against high utilizers, people that are in and out of your local police department, drug abuse, potentially even a low-income housing folks, anybody that's receiving monies from your local community because, of course, we're going broke. We're being bankrupted by COVID intentionally. And I have a 3 or 4 part video up about the Rockefeller Foundation documents, and I go over that implicitly, and I certainly would invite everybody to please listen to that. But did you know that at UC Berkeley in California, they have a policy lab? I didn't know they had a policy lab, but I recently discovered it through capolicylab.org. And I found out that they're going to be using AI and other data to identify populations and use disciplinary teams on high utilizers. These are kill lists, identifying people in your community who are in and out of public service and cost. They're saying here in Northern California that it's costing the community on an average of $27,000 per year per person, per high utilizer, $27,000, and this will be cut. It says the California Policy Lab pairs experts from the University of California with policymakers to solve the most urgent social problems, including homelessness, poverty, crime, and education inequality. They are increasing our inability to think through education, and that's why I said don't worry about not having your children in school right now unless you're just looking for a babysitter and teaching them false realities like climate change rather than weather weapons. Teach your children the truth, because we are nearing the end of what we have known as being human. Understand, too, there are many organizations now being set up for contact tracing, including one, and I've talked about this in another show recently, but it is a program called CORE, C-O-R-E, and the director of the board is Sean Penn, Madonna's ex-husband. Take a look at what I have said in a prior YouTube I just posted on StopTheCrime.net. I won't go into details right now other than to tell you that this is a planned attack. They use attack words in describing the CORE, and they talk about how the police officers and fire departments will be utilized to go forward. And they also talk about how code enforcement and other people in your community will be used to identify you as a COVID order violator when the masks are absolutely degrading your health. Now, let's just talk about some of the symptoms that many of you have been feeling and will feel more of as more of these weapon systems are aimed at you, and we are all now being targeted. So it's important to understand that. I would say this before I go over some of the symptoms. Get to water. Get to a water supply as soon as possible. If you know of people in rural areas, go help them get to water with wells. Soon there won't be the ability to get to. Also, get a food supply. You need a large food supply. Planting gardens is good. Greenhouses is good. Certainly get seeds so you can have sprouts, which is a very high nutrition when you're in the kind of state of attack that we're all going to be in. It's most important to eat as healthy foods as possible. They're telling us that we are gaining weight since the incarceration in our homes because of this COVID pandemic. So don't gain weight with fat food. If you read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, it says in there, if you eat poisonous food, then you deserve to die. So if you don't want to die by being lured by the candy man, then don't. Now is the time to understand what has happened and make different decisions. Every part of our reality is being turned upside down. We're going to soon see massive changes in our monetary system, certainly lots of error money, cyber money. That's going to be happening. We're hearing that, and many of you are experiencing the reduction of coinage. If you go on to the Federal Reserve and type in coinage, you'll see that they've intentionally reduced the manufacturing of pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. And you'll see, as I recently talked to one of the banks that I went to, I asked them, well, what does that look like? They said, well, for example, they ordered $1,500 of quarters, and they got $50 worth of quarters. What does that tell you? We are in trouble. So don't keep your money. Spend it on survival. Go and get what you need while you still can, while the supply lines are still available to a degree. We're seeing lots of things now that we can't get. But getting back to the microwave radiation frequencies and symptoms, it's most important to understand that we're being gassed. What do I mean by that? When 5G is used on us, it pulls the oxygen out of our cells. Why do you think people in Wuhan were falling forward? Boom! They just fell. Why do you think? I was recently looking at some documents that came out of Wuhan. Wuhan was a smart city. It was completely wirelessly created. It was an industrialized experiment. And the technology was hidden from view, working in the background, sensing, listening, reacting, and predictively an invisible force that runs the city of Wuhan and everyday life. They talked about how they were consolidating state power and that everything was tracked and monitored, everything. They even had RFID chips in meat. Did you know that? I am looking at this document entitled Ordinary Chinese Smart Cities, The Case of Wuhan. And as I went through it, I was flabbergasted. The French were largely involved in bringing in much of this technology as well as China. There are no borders. We don't have enemies between other countries. That's just to create the boogeyman. So we continue to allow the extortion of our monies that are actually paying for all of our deaths, all of it. So it's important to know that Wuhan was a set-up smart city, preparing to be the lead smart city in that region of China. And when I read that document, I certainly was not surprised, as you should not be surprised. So let's go over some of these symptoms that you're feeling, not only from the plandemic, but what you're really feeling from frequencies. And that would be including the 2G, 4G, 5G, and your cell phones, of course, are weapons. I have a video up called Cooking of Humanity. Your cell phones are killing you, and of course, all of your wirelesses as well. So let's talk about what these frequencies do besides eliminating the oxygen in your cells. It causes confusion, short-term memory loss, inability to focus, brain fog, sluggish thinking, difficulty in concentrating, headaches, migraines, vision disruption, head or chest pressure. We're talking heart attacks here. Difficulty breathing, COVID, respiratory problems, COVID, slow reaction times, yes, insomnia, inability to sleep doesn't allow you to recover through the attacks that you've experienced in the day. And in fact, that's one of the things discussed in that CORE document. They were warning all their CORE volunteers to get sleep at night so that they could use their weaponized strategies during the day on all of us. Understand the degree and the hour in which we all live. Also, frequencies cause seizures, vertigo, nausea, vomiting. Psychotronic weapons, again, mind control weapons, mass mind control, controlling our thoughts, emotions, directing physical actions, and causing anger. Look at the increased violent behavior. Look at all the autism that we have as a country, as a world. That's an entire society in and of itself that was created environmentally and the use of frequencies. The main platform of autism is that there's not reciprocal love, void of love. And, of course, we know that people have increased hair loss and rapid aging, oxidative damage, and skin problems, including many rashes, and ringing of the ear and tinnitus, bedwetting. Again, the assaults on us with dehydration and kidney damage, brain tumors, leukemia, cancer, again, dementia, all of this is being directed at us. This is how every person worldwide is going to be destroyed. Everybody is being destroyed. The assault is on. So I'm going to go over just a couple more things, but before I do, because this time is going to evaporate so quickly, again, I want to remind you, this is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, StopTheCrime.net, and be sure to click on the bell notification so you are notified whenever we post anything new. And I would encourage all of you to go to the YouTube video channel, start watching them. Also, go to Hot Topics. I post many articles there where you can look at them. And also, go to the email blast outs. We have sent many email blast outs out that are most important to understand. I want to say this. The world is transitioning electrical use only to come from renewables. Wind, solar, now battery backups, which are weapon systems, and tidal, using the ocean for energy, and geothermal. And I want to say this is happening now. You're going to be caught without the ability to access electricity. That is the plan. And that's why I suggested an electrical blackout party and understand what this means to you. Do you need generators? Do you need additional water storage topside if you have wells? Do you need extra food? Should you start getting greenhouses? Should you be getting seeds that are becoming more difficult to get because we are being enslaved and the food production is being intentionally reduced? We also need to understand that the plan is to use 70 million acres or thereabouts for wind solar in the midsection of this country. Did you know that? Did you know that? So it's important to understand also that they're talking about the fact that we're running out of water. We are not. Go to our website, primarywater.org. Teach the truth to your children. Understand, water is a renewable. It comes from down under the mantle of the earth. You're going to be hearing a lot about water resources being reduced because we're running out. And I'm going to just go over one of the publications right now. Looks official. They tell us precious resources water, and Landsats, L-A-N-D-S-A-T, Thermoban. They say chronic water supply problems in many areas of the western United States and worldwide are among the greatest challenges we face in the coming decades. The U.S. Department of Interior, again, another cabal organization. Not everybody that works at these agencies knows that they're in a cabal organization, but they are. They're earning a paycheck. So it says that the U.S. Department of Interior, Mark Limbaugh, Assistant Secretary for Water and Science, told U.S. Senators in 2006. He was largely echoing the findings of the D as in dog, OI Water 2025 report. You may want to look this up. The report explains that if future conflict over water in the West is to be avoided, water efficiency needs to improve. Until then, conflict and environmental degradation will be the cost of increasing demands of water usage, dominated by agriculture irrigation, which is why they're knocking out the farmers, and swelling city populations, and limited water supplies. They go on to say how dangerous farming is. They're knocking out the food supply. Irrigation, an explanation. They say irrigation accounts for 80% of fresh water use in the U.S. No, it doesn't. They're running all of their secret computers. It takes a tremendous amount of water, but I shall not digress. Irrigation accounts for 80% of fresh water use in the U.S. and worldwide. The World Bank, another cabal, Rothschild, estimates 70% of fresh water use is for agriculture. The U.S. irrigates over 50 million acres of agricultural land and 32 million acres of recreational landscapes like lawns, golf courses, etc. They tell us that the total number of volume consumed by agriculture and landscape irrigation is 50 trillion gallons per year, and the western states are responsible for 86% of that consumption. Now, we could go to primary water and have all the clean, fresh, pure, unadulterated water that does not fly and fall through the chemtrail skies with all of the heavy metals. And it would increase our IQ. We've been intentionally dumbed down, not only by this fake educational system that Rockefeller was largely financing, but also by the chemical embodiments that, sadly, most people have at this point. We've been fluoridated. We have been lied to. And we have been cheated out of our reality. And really, it is our reality that is our freedom now. It's knowing and understanding what we truly face is freedom. And while this is tough and why what we face is mounting, we face it. We're in it. There's no getting out of this. The tipping point has tipped, and now we must face our reality. So for those of you that wish to live, understand, if you're near any lakes, find out if they're reservoirs. You don't want to be downhill of a reservoir. You don't want to be at the same elevation as your rivers or even a lake. Make sure it's not a reservoir. Fake lakes make quakes. I've done many videos on how our infrastructure is now going to be used as a weapons system. If you decide to put in solar, understand, if you have a smart meter attached to that, because sadly our solar construction crews have been taught how to deploy solar according to the cabal so that they become weapons. Lithium ion batteries degrade. They catch on fire, and they're very, very difficult to put out. We know that. We're seeing people ride through dead forest on paths with electric bikes. This should be banned and not allowed immediately. The forests are highly, highly combustible. The trees are mostly all dead, still standing, but mostly all dead and or dying. We have many videos about how the heavy metals have been taken up in the root system of trees. But let's go back into distributed sound and light array debilitators and understand that the most effective sensory weapons are ones that can engage and disorientate multiple methods of input as well. It's known as distributed sound and light array debilitator. It generates sound and light in a specific sequence designed to overload our brain's processors, generating feelings of unease and discomfort. Prolonged exposure can result in even more unpleasant effects, including nausea and vomiting. Some scientists are even working towards producing a portable version of the size of a flashlight that can be used on an individual basis, and they have. This is already deployed into your cities, and they are targeting individuals, and they have been for many, many decades. Make absolutely no mistake, you are all now targeted now. You are slated for death when you look at the Deagle.com website. This is absolutely total war, and there will be no prisoners taken. Again, pulsed energy projectiles, we know about that. The sensory organ with the largest active area in the body is, of course, the sense of touch. The human body has millions of individual nerves that are used to transmit sensory data to the brain. And new experimental weapons that are already out there from the U.S. government aims to get all of this going, and they're called pulsed energy projectiles, and they're especially modulated lasers that generate a burst of expanding plasma which hit a solid object. That plasma in turn emits an electromagnetic pulse that causes immediate searing pain to nerve cells all over our bodies. It is in use. They're using this now. We know about Medusa, one of the most interesting sensory weapons on the market, and it uses audio and to disorientate and confuse all of us, and it skips the ear entirely. It's called Medusa. It's a product of the Sierra Nevada Corporation, and it creates sound in a conventional way, but it uses pulses of microwave radiation to generate shock waves inside the skull that are detected by the ears from within. So earplugs won't help you. And it generates painful white noise and even recognizable speech that sounds like it's coming from inside your head. This has been happening. When you hear people saying that they have voices in their head, which is also V2K, voice to skull, understand these are weapon systems that have been used on us. And sadly, the majority of people have refused to understand that we are the enemy. This country is not what we were taught in school, not by a long shot. We were deceived. This is beyond treason. Well beyond treason. This happened in 1933, of course, and even earlier when our country went bankrupt and everything was signed over to the international bankers and the IMF and so much more. We are the enemy under Senate Report 93549. Again, visit stopthecrime.net. This is Tavares, Deborah Tavares, reporting today on Pastor Butch Radio Show. Take care, everyone, and learn and protect yourself.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.